We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joanne, you should go listen to the show. We're going to talk about you in a moment. A very nice woman named Joanne made a special stop to see you. You were just talking about this.
Yes.
Which is amazing that we don't know of all the people out there listening. Lo and behold.
Same type of thing yesterday. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Joanne from West Mifflin? Where's she from?
Churchill. Yes. And she was just driving on her way to work and heard the show and wanted to stop and say hello.
Mrs. Ron, but is happy for him. Loves you. Yeah. Seems to like me, although she knows that I'm also
germaphobic.
Yeah.
So she enjoys us together.
Yeah,
likes
she does.
Mrs. Ron, but likes us together, and that's always a good thing.
Thank you, Joanne.
So I was like, well, you should have told that to Craig. You know what I'm saying?
You know what her favorite store is, City Limits?
What's that?
Joanne Fabrics.
Good one,
oh,
horse.
Almighty. I'm sorry. Now listen, he said we have a bank full of angry pirate callers, and also we have Sully. Do you want to get to some anger?
Yeah, let's finish that up. Let's get the callers. Let's get to some angry callers.
You know, who's not angry is Sully. He seems to be rather satisfied with this horrible season in which they got worse at everything they were already bad at.
If you had an apparent lifetime contract and didn't have any stress, I guess you would be in that same situation as him.
Limits? Who do we have?
We have one of our fan text line all-stars, Newt in Aspinwall.
You know what, man? My grandfather, Pop-Pop Starkey, his best friend was Newt. It was Newt and Evie. They used to come over, and that's a tremendous name. I just wanted to compliment you on that.
It's a nickname that come from a couple old shows, Green Acres and... Petticoat Junction that's crossed over, there was a character on there named Newt Kiley. So my oldest brother got the name Newt, and then it went down to Junior Newt, my older brother, and then me, Little Newt. So,
Little Newt, I imagine it from your television background that you're an old school guy and you were probably ragingly angry at the Jared Jones situation, yes?
Yes, very. I mean, 60 pitches, let's call it. That's really about three innings of work, right? Maybe a little over in a normal year. In a normal game, rather. And the thing is, you guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit, which doesn't surprise me because you guys are the best. I want to correct an earlier caller. This is the best talk show with the three of you with Pomps there on Mondays. I call it the Mount Rushmore. But so
thank you.
Thank
you're
you
including
much.
City Limits on that, and I'm sure that he's honored.
Yeah,
City
I am,
Limits,
I am
are
absolutely.
You honored by that?
Very.
Yeah, so... you guys stole my thunder a little bit because it's like, why are they worried about preserving these guys? They're never going to keep them. You know, I said the other day, I texted in, I was so angry that I had to call today instead of texting. I'd go Billy Martin on their asses and just put them out there and pitch them like you guys are saying. Pitch them, for like 4 years, then trade them where they're going to end up anyhow, the Yankees or the Dodgers. Get a whole bunch of young players, young pitchers, restock the pipeline, and just keep coming up, keep a flow going. Pitch them.
Well, I mean, that's what Tampa Bay does, right?
Right.
We appreciate
right.
the call, Newt. Yeah, they get rid of guys, or let guys go, like Blake Snell, who's unbelievable.
Right.
Before it's too late, and then they continue to replenish.
And they do a good job of getting prospects back in a lot of the trades they make, right? The guys that are young players or young pitchers that
yeah. –
they can get 3 or 4 years out of or whatever it is, and then they move on from them.
Of course, they were also guilty of probably even including the Jones debacle the other night, the most ridiculous pitching change in the history of baseball, which was Blake Snell against the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yes.
When he's mowing them down, and there was nothing to save him for because it was the World Series, and yet they took him out because of analytics.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was horrifying.
And the thing about that.
And lost the game.
There's an example of a guy like Justin Verlander would have been like, I'm not coming out of this game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think the big thing is the one thing that Tampa has done better than the Pirates, a lot better. They do much better in the international market than the Pirates have. They do much better in scouting, drafting, and developing.
And identifying.
Right.
Well, it falls under developing, but they identify these diamonds in the rough
right.
that other teams couldn't get enough out of, and they get him. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Glasnow's one, although he was a little more high profile. They get unknowns and right. turn them into something.
And that's the whole thing is, like, there's a model they have that works, but it only works if you identify young players, develop them, right? And you're able to go and maximize the dollars you use in the international market for certain players. The Pirates have gotten a couple of those. But if you look at what Tampa has done, and here's the other thing, Joe. Tampa has had success in a division with three of the richest teams in baseball.
Right.
That's
it's been pretty amazing.
That's what's probably the most amazing thing about them.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Next angry caller, please.
Chad in Bridgeville.
Hello, Chad. I drive through Bridgeville all the time on my way to golf. My stepson's going to be living over there. Paul, do you like Bridgeville? I love Bridgeville.
Yes. It's a nice town.
It is the best. We got absolutely everything here within a mile vicinity. I live right by the golf course.
How angry were you the other day?
Angry is an understatement. I do not understand the five-inning approach. Maybe I'd been a little more understanding if you said, hey, we're going to be at 80 pitches. After 80 pitches, we're done. But five innings, 50-some pitches, that's a game you got to win, man. That's almost a guaranteed win.
Well, and it's also a game you've got to let him continue to pitch. That's, yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, those two go hand in hand from that night, winning and letting the kid continue to pitch. Did you throw anything, break anything, or swear?
I said words that will not be said on the air, but they definitely were not in crinkulate.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's probably the general sentiment.
Let's take one more angry caller.
We have a good friend of yours, Joe, Alvin in Aliquippa.
Alvin, how are you, buddy?
Oh, boy.
This could be Bob.
Good. How are you guys doing? Hey, I was so mad about this Jared Jones thing the other day. I stood up and I kicked my dog. And my dog's name is Sheltie. So Sheltie's looking at me like, hey, what did I do? And I said, you dog, you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Limits, can you screen the calls a little better? Please.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Can we take a real person?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, Terry is in Cannonsburg.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I wasn't watching it in the game when I saw that he came out after five innings and 59 pitches. I thought he got hurt.
So did and I. I was getting texts from people. I was getting texts from people, is Jones hurt?
Yeah, when I found out he wasn't hurt, it to me, after 40 years of the same thing, all I can think is wait till next year. It's all we ever hear. Now we're hearing it with these great young pitchers we have. Oh, we're building them for next year. Let's just get them out there and do it this year. I mean, we're sick of waiting. The guys are here. They're good enough. Let them pitch.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, of course. I mean, but again, it's just it's not the way that the things are done right now. So while we like to pow on the Pirates in these kinds of situations,
they drafted kids who are really good pitchers. Pitch them. It can't be this complicated.
It can't. It really can't. And I agree with that. It can't. But they've all convinced themselves that these kids are, you know, really fragile and need to build up their arm strength and need to, you know. So my thing is, well, you're wasting a lot of pitches, aren't you? While you're building up their arm strength, you're wasting a lot of pitches as opposed to just allowing each pitcher to be different. And what I mean by that is, obviously, a guy like Garrett Cole has been a workhorse. Now, he's obviously got some injury this year, but for the most part, a guy like him has been a workhorse. It probably tells me that his body, his makeup, his build, all that other stuff, it's more conducive to more work. So I look at it that way. Every single person should have their own program. And if you've got a guy like Jared Jones, it feels to me like he's a guy who wants the ball, a guy who wants that workload, let him go pitch. But that's not how they think.
It's not how any of baseball seems to think. But again, for the billionth time, I come back to what good has all these preventative measures done if we're in the middle of what some people are calling a pitcher injury epidemic? None. And that would include, most notably, controlling innings, controlling outings, and Strasburg's the greatest example of all. I think they held him out of the playoffs one year, for God's sakes, or big games down the stretch, and he wound up getting injured all the time anyway. It's pro sports. This, to me, is not different than quarterbacks in football. They get injured all the time.
Right.
The last 2 years, there was something like 130 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You know why? You can do everything you can to try to prevent that. You know why you can't? Because it's pro sports.
Right. Injuries happen. I mean, the thing about the quarterback, think about all the rules they've changed and all of the ways they've tried to keep them safe.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And neither does this. So while your quarterback is good and young and playing well, play him. Might be an idea.
And you can do anything you want to try and protect your quarterback, and they can be Aaron Rodgers and take a step, you know, two steps back into the pocket and blow out their Achilles. You know, injuries are going to happen.
Is there proof?
And they're not really predictable.
Is there, what's the word I'm looking for? Inarguable proof that controlling innings, babying these guys works? Show me the study that says that. I'm sure that guys like Strider and the kid out, Perez out in Miami, and all these other guys who are injured, were they all babied coming up too? My guess is yes. Did it work? No, they got hurt.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think you can prevent it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
They will tell you that they've got, you know, multiple years and a high volume of data that it suggests that this stuff is working. Well, is it working really?
No.
When we have story after story over the last 3 weeks about an epidemic of Tommy John surgery, which, as you and I pointed out, if you look at Travis Sawchek's story, the numbers really aren't worse than they were the last few years. The difference is now, all of a sudden, it's been a number of high-profile guys, and
right.
So now there's more attention on it. But there, if you look, here's the other thing, Joe, about, I think, the Travis Sawchek story with that chart. Here, this probably hammers home your point more than any. If you look at that chart, there's no rhyme or reason or trend for how many guys got hurt in every single year. It's not like it was like, well, there was 28, then there was 26, then there was 22, right? There was, one year was 47, then the next year it was like 20, then the next year was like 38, and then, because that tells me all of these pitching programs and all this stuff, in some ways you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
because guys are going to get hurt if they get hurt.
When you play quarterback, you're playing with elite athletes or against them who are trying to kill you. Guys who are, you know, 6'2", 250, the best of the best athletes in the world. So you're going to get hurt. In this sport, you are defying everything we know about how to protect an arm. You're throwing maximum velocity, maximum spin. You're doing it, you know, day after day or every 5 days for years at a time to make it to the majors. So to me, there's going to be a natural attrition rate. I tend to believe the more you build up an arm as a young pitcher, the better off you'll be as an older pitcher. But other people say, no, you should pitch less, rest less. There's no answer to this, which again just circles all the way back to you're doing bad things to the human body here. You're whipping a ball as fast as you can or trying to spin it as hard as you can thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And to pick one night in April at a ballpark in New York City and say, instead of throwing 73 pitches, we're going to hold this guy to 59 and believe that that's actually going to do some lasting good is just the height of lunacy to me.
Yeah. No, well, here's the thing about that is, have you ever seen a video? Have you ever seen a video of a slow motion of a pitcher throwing a pitch?
Yeah, yeah.
What the way that their arm is contorted, and then you look at it, and you're like, now they do that over and over and over again and again at night. It's not natural. It doesn't even look like it. It looks like it hurts. Because the arm is, you know, so contorted when it's coming through and everything. You're right. There's probably not a lot you can do other than try and build it up and, you know, strengthen it and loosen it up with, you know, stretching and different things of the such. But at the end of the day, if a guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, he's always one pitch away from blowing his arm out.
Right, and that's why I'll say it again with Skeens. And, yes. And I'm okay so far. But if he's not here very, very, very soon, you've only got so many in that arm, maybe over a career, maybe over a year, whatever. Use them here.
And the other part, Joe, that you made, which is very true, and we actually talked about this yesterday, but the other part is there's so many opportunities you have to preserve innings that you don't do it in that situation that 2 days ago. Jones pitching, they're up 6-0. You know what? Even though you're pitching really well, we're going to pull you out here in the fifth inning. You know, at the end of the fifth inning, we think our bullpen can preserve a 6-0 lead. Okay, or you know, whatever. The other way you can do it is, we have a day off. We're going to go one day with an opener. Somebody will bring up on a Sunday starter. And so that's going to give you like 8 days off between your starts. And we'll do that twice throughout the season. That's going to probably cost you 2 or 3 starts. There's 15, 18 innings you preserved right there without this silly arbitrary, okay, it's April. It's a middle of a week in April. And we're going to say you're only going 5 innings, regardless of what happens in the game. I'd rather you be able to dictate it by saying we're going to skip starts. We're going to, you know, maybe use a spot starter here. We're going to pull you out of games maybe that we have well in hand. Whatever. I'd rather see them manage it that way than have these preconditioned, pre-programmed, because you're basically taking the manager out of the equation and his ability to manage that game.
Imagine what will happen if this stuff goes on like it did with Strasburg on the verge of a playoff spot. Or late in the year with big games.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.